Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. I want to answer a question I get a lot of, and that is, what stocks do I own? And in full disclosure, we're going to talk about a company called Hercules Silver, and it is a company that I own. Full disclosure, I do own it. I am not planning on selling it anytime soon. However, that could always change. You never know with market dynamics. This is not a paid advertisement, but I want to show you why I bought it and what's going on with it right now. Okay. I do have certain equity positions in stocks and companies because I believe that as gold and silver rise into the future, if they do, right? It's a big if, that the prices of these equities will as well, right? Now, with that being said, you could lose all your money if you invest in the wrong stocks. I've done that myself. So I just want this to be a full disclosure. Okay. So let's talk about this company that I own and something that's interesting that just happened with it. That I think is pretty impressive. Okay, this is the company, Hercules Silver Corp. They're developing in Idaho, newest Idaho's newest silver district. I want to show you a couple of interesting things. I'll show you the chart of what's been going on. Now, this is the OTC ticker. I actually own the Canadian security, which its symbol is BIG, BIG. But what's been going on is this. So I've owned this for quite some time, and you always, I want to make sure that I tell you, you just don't know if these companies are winners or losers, right? Something just happened with this company that's pretty impressive. And the reason why you see this massive run up and the volume changing, it comes down to really this. I'll show you the news from it. Barrick Gold just invests $23 million in Hercules Silver. And this is getting a lot of attention. This is a month ago. It says here, Barrick Gold Corporation has agreed to subscribe to 21 million units of Hercules Silver Corp in a non-brokered private placement at $1.10 per unit. Which is totaling around 23.4 million. Each unit comprises one common share and 0.32 of a common share purchase warrant. Now, another disclosure I want to tell you is I have warrants in this company, and I invested in this company quite some time ago. I don't even remember the actual number, but I mean this isn't even the right ticker. My ticker was the BIG, but it was, I don't know, around here, I want to say. Actually, no, I think it was even longer than that. It's been a while since I've owned it. So my point being is this. This is one of those plays that I talk about where, this is what you're sort of looking for. This is sort of the dream. When a company that is looking for gold or silver, any kind of mineral, right? They're exploration companies. They're out there looking for great properties. They're trying to do the drilling and all that kind of stuff. And then what they're doing is they're hoping for either a strategic investment by a massive company, or they're looking for a full-on buyout. So in this case, you see Barrick coming along her side of Hercules, and they invested in them, and you could see how this thing has just been on an absolute terror for quite some time. So, well, let's see, since October. I wish I'd have bought more, to be honest with you. In September, I actually made a note to buy more around 20 cents Canadian, and I screwed that one up. That would have been a really nice run up, almost five times my money, but I screwed that one up. I actually had it on a sticky note to buy more. I did not know about the strategic investment getting set up by Barrick. This is great, but this is the kind of action you could see not only when precious metals move up. And you could see that, around November 20th, when we were seeing these highs in gold and silver hitting, and now they've backed off a little bit. Also, this is the excitement really blowing up since, Barrick came in to its position. And remember, Barrick bought at $1.10, which should be $1.10 Canadian. And, you've got to look at if they believe in it at this price. They're thinking a lot bigger than a lot of investors. So I want to share it with you because I think it's important to talk about this kind of stuff. And this is what I've been talking about for the last couple of years, these kind of plays you want. Now, with that being said, I've got a lot of stocks that are down right now in the mining industry. I've got a handful that are up significantly. Like I said, I'm not planning on selling this anytime soon. I do have warrants in the company that I will be, that are in the money, that I will be looking to exercise sometime next year. But I just wanted to share with you, you know, we want winners. Oh, here's another thing I want to share with you too, if you're still with me. This is going to be the really cool stuff. So if you really want to follow this stuff, check this out. So we've got right here. So, nope, wrong screen. Let me show you this screen real quick here. All right. Boom. Here we go. So you could see, you could check out Gold Ventures. He's got a list of companies that he follows. And if you would like to follow me on X, it's at Economy Ninja. But what's really cool is if you follow this, this is the symbol on X to follow any news that people are talking about, where they're talking about waiting for assays to come. There's a lot of speculation on X, obviously, talking about this, but it's big.v, and they're talking about this massive silver copper discovery and how that's why it's moving. So you're getting a lot of people talking about it, a lot of excitement about this stock. And so I would be remiss if I didn't share it with you. I'm not telling you to buy it. This is not an advertisement to buy or sell this security, any others. But people ask me this all the time. What kind of stuff are you invested in? So this has been, you know, a great move. This stock was selling for 10 cents, you know, 11 cents a little while ago. And now look at where it is now. I mean, even if you would have been able to get in at 20 cents. But the thing is this is one of those examples of a company that I'm holding for the long term, is I believe personally that silver is going to move up in price. Can it move down in price before then? Absolutely. So that's why I like to buy on weakness, on pullbacks, rather than on strength, because you know you don't want to be FOMOing into something that could get you in trouble. So, and like he says right here, it's huge. So with that being said, I can have a better exit. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.